Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But it was, it ended up being 10, but it was a lot closer than that, Clint. And the Dolphins came to play. I was a bit surprised it was that tight.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised as well. Now, I was traveling, so I didn't get to see all the details. You know, watching an airport and airport TVs and stuff like that, you don't always get the real effect of the game. But, yeah, no doubt about it. I was surprised that Dolphins team was able to stay that tight, that close with the Bills from jump. I mean, you look at the box score, and I mean, they tied that thing up multiple times. And so, yeah. I was surprised. Maybe the Dolphins aren't quitting on their coach after all. Or do you think that was the final straw?
No, they came and played hard, man. Dude, They have to walk away from thinking that we just shot ourselves in the foot. I mean, they get a stop, and it didn't seem like Buffalo's defense has problems. I mean, Clint, 11 for 16 on third and fourth downs, Miami was. 11 for 16, they were on third and fourth downs. Buffalo's defense has some problems that we've been looking at, but they get a stop, and they haven't been stopping the Dolphins. And then they get a roughing the punter. that just really turned that whole game around. And then they're down 7, and they're driving. They're at Buffalo 17. And then Tua just stares down a receiver and throws a pick and pretty much ends it. So they made two critical errors there that really knocked them out of that game. So I don't know. But, yeah, it was a bit surprising there. Maybe they're not completely quitting, at least – at least some of them. At least some of them. 10 looks like he could get there. But at least at least some of them. All right, Clint. This as we were coming on, the Astros are going to activate Isak Paredes prior to this Mariners series, which is huge. And there is, we've talked about it the last 2 days, there's a spot for him with Yordan. Not playing right now with that ankle situation. By the way, you think he's in the lineup today, Clint? Do you think Paredes, when this lineup comes out, do you think he's in the lineup today?
No, I don't. I think he's a bat off the bench at this point in time. That would be an aggressive move, right? I mean, especially with Joe Espada talking about I'm going to ask him not to run 100%, but then we'll go ahead and throw him in the starting lineup to jump. But you know, after signing Correa
in this series.
It's in a DH role. Yeah, I'm going to throw him in the starting line. Maybe in the series eventually, but the first rattle out of the gate, I mean, the first time that they've announced that he's going to be available and he's going to come off the injured list, just throw him out there and let him go full go, I think that'd be a ballsy move. Now, look, I would love to see it because that tells me that they're a lot more confident in his health and him being able to contribute long-term, going harder. I mean, it would be a sight to see, but I got to believe this is more of a – hey, man, can you help us in a critical situation of the game in a pinch hit role when we need you the most? I would think that's more of what it is than
fellas,
plug and
play. I think he's the DH tonight. I think Paredes is the DH tonight and jogging down first base.
I wouldn't be mad at it.
Or banging the Crawford box, his favorite spot, and he could get in the try. Like, I think he's in there. I think for once. what you have been yelling about, I think they're going to put in their best lineup. I think they're putting their absolute best lineup in that thing tonight. But this is a big series, man. And Clint, I, to me, what this thing is about, and I will say this, I trust the Houston Astros. The Houston Astros have been the gold standard in baseball the last near decade. And they have always, for the most part, come up big in these moments. And as Tyler will let you know, Seattle has done the opposite. And I think that the Astros and their pedigree, I believe they will come through in this situation. But we know, man, this is going to be about your stars over the next three games. And Clint, the Jeremy Peñas, the Jose Altuves, the Carlos Correa, Framber, Hunter Brown, Abreu, they are all going to be available and going to be in this series. And those guys have to step up. I think that's what this series is going to be about, is your important stars have to be a big part of this. And I think that's what we're looking at. These young cats have done a good job of helping them get here, but now those guys got to take over.
Yeah, look, that's the only way that any team is going to win in you know, Major League Baseball this time of year, and definitely into the playoffs. It's the only way you're going to win is if your stars play like stars and pitch like stars, and that's never been more true than right now with the Astros. They need it desperately across the board. I mean, they are heavily dependent on Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez. Those two guys, mainly Framber Valdez, has to step up big time. And then, you know, without Yordan Alvarez, there's even more pressure on Carlos Correa. There's even more pressure on Altuve. Christian Walker's a guy that you can go ahead and you can go ahead and tie him into that bunch as well. Being a veteran,
you put Christian Walker in that group
in the group of guys that have the superstars that absolutely I do. I mean, especially without Yordan Alvarez. Now, if Yordan Alvarez is in the middle of it and Christian Walker was your, you know, fifth or sixth hitter, and it was just like, you know, Diaz is swinging it well, and you know, some of these other guys are swinging it well. Yeah, that's fine. But right now with no Yordan, I mean, I think it's fair to put Christian Walker given his resume. And what he's done and what he's capable of doing, I don't expect him to be as clutch as Correa or Jose Altuve, but that's the Astro fan in me. I mean, the reality is, I think a baseball fan would tell you, I expect Christian Walker to be just as valuable in these big moments as anybody out there. I think the expectations are very, very similar. Yeah.
No, he's getting paid. That is the damn that man. It's $20 million a year, baby. He's getting paid. So
I tell you what, Ron. I think I'm leaning on Tyler's side here, though. The pressure, as much as we talk Astros and as injured as they've been and as up and down as they've been, and really, to be honest with you, how fortunate they are to be where they are right now in the standings, given how they got here with a bunch of young guys and a bunch of unknowns having to pitch and play throughout the season. I think the pressure's on the Mariners, man. I think all the pressure's on the Mariners. I feel like the Astros haven't been there. Even the fact that the Astros are a little bit longer in the tooth and is the dynasty or whatever you want to call the Astros, is the run over? Is this the old guys that are kind of limping to the finish line, and can the Mariners knock them off? I mean, it's just whether you look at history as a whole of just the Astros have been there, done it, the Mariners haven't, and they're trying to get there, or you look at, man, the Mariners have I mean, they've poured everything they can into making this the best Mariners team that they possibly could this year. And can that team not slay the dragon, right? I mean, I just think all the pressure is on the Mariners right now to get this.
They're trying to get over the hump. They're trying to get over that Astros monster that is just taking over this entire division and really the American League and the league. And the Mariners usually have failed in this spot. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Are you feeling confident? You feeling confident about the Astros? They're tied in the West with the Mariners. The Mariners have been hot, right? They've won 9 of their last 10. Are you confident that the Astros are going to win this series? You confident that the Astros are going to come out of this weekend in the driver's seat? I am. The Astros have reached that territory for me, Tyler and Clint, of, yo, listen, man, I'm just going to ride with them until they.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Show me they don't. Like, I'm going to ride with them until they give me reason to back off. And I just can't pick anybody else in a situation like this when Jose Altuve is going to be out there and Carlos Correa is going to be out there. They've got all their best pitchers out there. It is hard for me to go against them. I feel really good for the Astros in this series.
Yeah, I like them. I like the Astros in this series. I mean, I like what I've seen. You know, three games ago before sweeping the Rangers, maybe I felt a little different. I'll be honest. but yeah, on the heels of I mean, you sweep the Rangers with no Hunter Brown, no Framber Valdez on the bump. That's saying something. That's a statement. And where it puts me is not that the Astros all of a sudden are this, you know, this the great team that everybody expects them to be, but it is just a man. When you get guys like Correa and Altuve, and again I'll put Walker in there, and you can put Pena in there, you can put a lot of these guys in here. They've had the playoff experience, and I think a lot of them have been raised up in an organization where, you know, there's just a firm belief in themselves and confidence in themselves that when it matters the most, when it's cutting time, when the games matter, we're gonna put a little different foot forward. We're gonna be a different squad, and we're gonna bring our best game. And that's what you see from Correa. It's what you see from Altuve. You can even throw Diaz in that bunch. He's swinging the bat really well lately. And so I think that's still there with this squad. And I don't think it is necessarily just, well, Altuve's getting older and it's old hat. I think these youngsters have been raised up in that kind of organization, and it's kind of a passing of the torch, if you will. Hopefully, as an Astros fan, anyway, that's where I'm at. But the youngsters are just as, I think, plugged in and dialed in to it's go time right now. It's clutch time right now, and I think they're comfortable in it.
Well, Rocky on the on YouTube and Twitch says he's got zero faith in the Astros, and I think they need to miss the playoffs for Crane to open up his eyes. Yeah. I just can't get with that. Can't get with that. I just don't see that happening. All right, as we continue here, live here in Sugar Land from Talliards on a Football Friday. Plenty of time for you to get up here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, and we've got a lot of prizes for you to win, including Texans tickets. A little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour. So all you got to do is get in here and put your name in our raffle box, and you have a chance to be a winner. All right, this is something that on a Football Friday, the Texans just absolutely have no excuse for, especially the blueprint was laid last week. No excuses for what has been a problem to continue. That's coming up next.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.